Zamknuchato na zamok, a sam pidu do divo.
Ukraine called Veseli Muzika, which translates as happy musicians, and that song was called Zamknu Chatu, which translates as a house nearby. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, та вітаю вас всіх на радіопередачу «Наш голос радіо українського коріння». Говорить Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос Ukrainian Roots Radio». I'm your host, Павліна. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've got a great program lined up for you. We've got a commentary courtesy Ukraine Today, and Volodymyr Solohub will be speaking with a retired admiral, and they'll be discussing the Sea Breeze military exercises in the Black Sea this past summer. As well, we'll have a book review by Myra Junik, and she'll be talking about a book by BC author Grant Boudet, and that is a novel named The Delusionist. As well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is Oksana Mucha from Ukraine and a song called Хлопці Риболовці, The Fisher Boys.
Oh, stara mati, što stojala kraj bereha, taj stala hir koridati, što stojala kraj bereha, taj stala hir
Do you want to listen to Nash Holes without using your web browser? Well, it's very easy. Download Stitcher's Smart Radio for iPhone and Android.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is a bi-weekly series sponsored by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter based in Toronto, featuring stories of Ukrainians and Jews working together in solidarity and harmony to restore and strengthen centuries-old bonds and affinities nearly destroyed by hostile outside forces in the bloody 20th century and even today. Tune in next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Моя мала, моя мала, з міста повернусь до того села, де моя доля весела й не зла, на мене чекає моя мала.
У місто приїхав зомлів от краси, від вроди дівочої рвуться труси. Та не введуть у оману тіла, на мене чекає моя мала. До нитки роздягнуть, не лишать гроша, як глянеть журнальний холодна душа. Моделів гламурних так доля зберегла, на мене чекає моя мала.
Спокуса та Богу хвала, на мене чекає моя мала.
Моя мала, моя мала, з міста повернусь до того села, де моя доля весела і не зла, на мене чекає моя мала.
Ми прощаємось з вами і сподіваємося, що ви отримали положительний культурологічний шок. З вами була група Коні Айлен та Антін Мухарський.
Anton Mukharski from Ukraine with a Ukrainian lyric set to an American gospel tune, Moya Mala, and that translates as My Sweetheart. Coming up next, the Voloshki Trio from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, so coming quite a bit closer to home here in Canada. And this is from Voloshki's CD called Fantasia. They're joined by Ron Kahoot and Buria with Tijmena Piedmanula, You Deceived Me.
Пойдем разом по партии. сказала, я умру, я зробив тобі труму. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума з розуму вела.
Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. And now a special feature courtesy Ukraine Today, Ukraine's first English language TV and news channel. The following is one of a series of features exploring pressing issues in today's Ukraine.
Hello and welcome to Ukraine Today. I'm Vladimir Solohub. On July 18th, the joint Ukrainian-U.S. multinational maritime exercise Sea Breeze 2016 kicked off in southeastern Ukraine. The annual military drills have been taking place in Ukraine since 1997. But ever since Russia's illegal annexation of Crimea in 2014, these drills seem to have more of a political rather than military character. Join me now to discuss this year's military exercise in the Black Sea is Mr. Ihor Kabanenko, a retired Ukrainian admiral and now president of Ukrainian Advanced Research Project Agency. Mr. Kabanenko, welcome to Ukraine Today.
Thank you very much for invitation.
So, Mr. Kabanenko, do you agree with the statement that in the past several years, these military exercises, the Sea Breeze, have more of a political significance rather than military?
Politically, this exercise is important, especially in this year, because it's this exercise demonstrates mechanisms of solidarity of American community, Euro-Atlantic community with Ukraine for against hybrid threats. And of course, this especially important from my point of view. Keep in mind the situation, not easy situation, disbalanced situation in the Black Sea region. So political aspect is very important. But also, I would like to say a couple of words about military aspects, because in this year we can see that during this exercise, this year more training, let's say advantage, military training advantage on this exercise, Sea Breeze, because a lot of mobile training teams took part in this exercise, different trainings for our personnel, not only, let's say, for combat, as a combat activities, but to survive in different, during different scenarios, to keep vulnerability, to keep a good, how to keep a good level of combat readiness, and so on. And also, one more important aspect from my point of view, also, this aspect is correlated with final communique of Warsaw Summit. It means deterrence, mechanisms of deterrence in Black Sea region, because it's now doubt that after occupation of Crimea, militarization of Crimea, it's a lot of problems created in terms of disbalance of power in this region. It's, from my point of view, it's also a mechanism to keep good parity in the Black Sea region. It also it demonstrates of some mechanism of deterrence in this region.
Mr. Kovenko, now that you mentioned the Warsaw Summit, one of the key decisions during that summit was to increase the contingent of NATO member troops across the eastern border of the NATO countries. We will now see almost 4,000 soldiers from the U.S., Canada, Germany placed across Poland and the Baltic countries. In light of this fact, do you think that we will see more of a joint military drill between Ukraine and NATO member countries, which obviously one of the effects of these drills, which they have, is Russia's constant unhappiness and with such maneuvers?
Yes, of course, it's an important decision of Warsaw Summit. They call this the shift to eastern borders of NATO. It's also some kind of, it's also mechanisms of deterrence against those hybrid threats and hybrid warfare built by Russia.
What about the joint exercise? Do you think Ukraine can count on this?
Yes. Of course, for us it is important. It's what we have to pay more attention in this context and to take part in different exercises. Also, we have experience of participation in exercises CIMAX and exercises of highest readiness forces, NRF, NATO response forces, and other programs, exercises, and so on. I think this is also, we need to strengthen our relations, our cooperation in this field. And also this can bring a lot of capabilities for our armed forces. Also keep in mind for what in our strategic defense bulletin, we've got obligation to build our armed forces, to transform, to reform our armed forces based on NATO standards up to 2020. It's an ambitious task, but I think this is also a good instrument, a very important instrument to pay more attention and to take part in different NATO exercises, in different based on different scenarios and based on let's say civil-military cooperation, civil-military aspects.
From the military perspective, what kind of benefits does it give to Ukraine and Ukrainian army? Because obviously, Ukrainian army will not be part of NATO anytime soon. So, do these exercises simply increase the capability of the Ukrainian army, or is there any other benefits?
From my point of view, it's two-way road. One hand, of course, it's a possibility to implement the best NATO standards in different spheres, not only, let's say, technical, operational, administrative, organizational, military standards, but also it's an opportunity for NATO countries to accept our experience, to learn lessons of what we've got during this war, because this is new style, new and advanced. You can hear what they call this in NATO and in the United States of America, they call this new generation warfare. It's really new generation warfare because based on new methods, new technologies, and new approaches how to fight. So we've got a lot of experience, and also we can help our Western colleagues to understand, to better understand this environment, and also to accept necessary standards how to fight, how to better fight and win in this war. So it's two-way road, and also it's a good opportunity for both. It's a mutually beneficial approach from my point of view.
Mr. Kovenko, if we could go back to these military drills in the Black Sea and talk a bit about Ukrainian fleet. There were some experts who were saying that Ukraine, after the illegal occupation of Crimea, has simply been left with one real battleship, which did not take place. It did not take part in these years' exercise. So why does Ukraine need these naval exercises, whereas its military fleet is so diminished?
It's a good question, but also it's opportunity right now what we have perfect, let's say, naval capabilities. It's also a possibility to build more strong, more comprehensive cooperation, to better understand this environment for all participants of exercise of this exercise, better understand this maritime environment, this situation in maritime economic exclusive maritime economic zone. It's not easy situation because not only Ukraine is a state. Black Sea state, Black Sea country, also NATO countries, they have also their own interests here. They have also exclusive economic zones here. And also for them, it's also the same threats right now. So cooperation in this field, cooperation in terms of clarification situation, in terms of possibility to better understand each other, understand this environment, and also to train how to better respond, adequately respond. It's an advantage also of this exercise. It's a good way also to create some kind of capabilities. I would also mention what during this summit, unfortunately, it was not a decision in terms of proposal of Romania. We know what Romania proposed before summit to create some kind of NATO Black Sea fleet here in Black Sea. We've involved also Ukraine proposed our own capabilities, naval capabilities. So unfortunately, this decision did not took place. But it was decision to pay more attention on exercises, to carry out different exercises, to analyze situation and build more close cooperation with Ukraine. So it's also advantage, it's also opportunity for us, how we can create our necessary capabilities because we have lack, we have problems here. Because our partner countries, they can propose for us different platforms, maritime platforms, and for us it's a question how we can use those proposals, how we can based on, again, I would say it's important of cost-effective approach to create necessary capabilities. So dialogue, cooperation, common evaluation of common threats, and creation of best way how to fight, how to win.
But yet, in 2014, when there was a very direct and immediate threat of Russia occupying the Crimea, nothing has been done about this threat, including by these countries who are part of this Black Sea exercise or by any other NATO member countries. So what kind of hopes Ukraine can have for the future, and what kind of cooperation Ukraine can talk about, and what kind of addressing of threats Ukraine can hope in the future, whereas during the most recent threat, nothing has been done?
From my point of view, it's our hope. It's to build the more comprehensive, more smart, let's say, cooperation to better response of these modern threats. What activated? What those threats is not the same as it was before. And of course, we have to use our experience from past platforms of cooperation, what took place before, but use them on based on clarification of those concrete asymmetric threats, these hybrid threats, what exist right now. So it's not easy way. It's a way of understanding of this situation, but it's only one way to survive. Why? Because if in this region we will only face this disbalance of power, it was only it is also a lesson from past. If it would be not balance of power in this region, it would be a region of war. We have to remember that and also use our common efforts to bring our common efforts to avoid this scenario.
Well, it looks like indeed some very complex issues there. Mr. Kovanenko, many thanks for finding the time to and talk to us. We were discussing the multinational joint military exercise in the Black Sea and the challenges and and threats Ukraine is facing in the Black Sea region and the ways to address them with former Admiral Mr. Igor Kabanenko. I'm Volodymyr Solohub. Thank you for watching Ukraine Today.
This has been a special feature courtesy Ukraine's first English-language TV and news channel, Ukraine Today. To hear more from Ukraine Today, check all of this week's editions of Nash Holos at www.nashholos.com. And for their full roster of breaking stories, as well as interviews, press reviews, and in-depth analysis on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog, uatoday.tv. Ukrainian group by the name of Jedola, and that is a song that harkens back quite a few years. It is a patriotic song, and it is called Stepom, Stepom, on the Steps. Up next is Ukrainian songstress Maria Burmaka with her most recent release, a song about unrequited love, Yak by me, If We. Thank you.
щоб накрило знову нас обох. Простір, де про все забуваєш ти. Хай, буду біля тебе. Хай, серце загублю. Хай, під ногами небо. Хай, я тебе. Хай, буду біля тебе. Хай, серце загублю. Моїм вікні, і чому знову так роблю я, і чому дивно так мені.
Welcome to Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knyzhka Corner, we will be discussing Grant Boudet's novel, The Delusionist. The Delusionist explores the lives of a Ukrainian-Canadian family in Vancouver, beginning in 1962 and ending in the 1990s. The family is haunted by their experiences during Stalin's Holodomor in Ukraine. In The Delusionist, Grant Boudet poses the question, can we change? His response is, no, but we can become more deeply ourselves. The protagonist of this novel is Cyril Andrachuk, who is an outcast in his own family because he was born in Canada, not in Ukraine like the rest of his family. His beloved father dies when Cyril is only 10 years old, and he continues to idolize him even after death. As a teenager, Cyril rebels. He falls in love with fellow art student Connie Chow. His pragmatic mother cannot understand his desire to become an artist, and she actively sabotages his efforts. Meanwhile, she struggles to live with her grief for her husband, while carrying the psychological scars of traumatic experiences in Stalin's Ukraine. His older brother studies hard and becomes a prosperous accountant. Cyril struggles with life. Connie leaves him to pursue an acting career in Hollywood. His mother destroys his art studio portfolio of Stalin images. As a result, he is rejected by the art school and drifts from one menial job to the next. He lives in Mexico, for a time collecting exotic birds to sell in Canada. He returns and signs up for evening art classes. However, he never follows through with his passion for art by trying to exhibit or sell his artwork. He continues to live with his mother in a house backing onto a cemetery while she obsesses about Stalin. Any time his mother saw a picture of Stalin in a newspaper, book, or magazine, she burned out the eyes with a match. Cyril's poor judgment leads to a criminal record which haunts him. Will he ever turn his life around? This novel gives readers some very powerful insights into the history of Ukraine and the lives of Ukrainian-Canadian immigrants in the last decades of the 20th century. They live out their lives remembering the blight of Stalinism and the horrors of the Holodomor. They struggle to adapt to Canadian life and face a series of significant challenges. How can they preserve their Ukrainian culture while dating and marrying non-Ukrainians? Why does the second generation not want to learn the Ukrainian language? How can any kind of family life continue when siblings hate each other? In Grant Boudet's The Delusionist, Cyril Andrechuk is a remarkably complex character. In many respects, he is a failure at life. His family rejects him. He cannot sustain a relationship. He desperately wants to become an artist, but works at menial jobs. As a young man, he is arrested for a minor crime, but this mistake taints his entire life. Readers will be frustrated by his lack of determination to face his own delusions. However, they will also be amazed by his powerful need to preserve his individuality in the face of incredible obstacles. Cyril is a reminder to all of us that change is possible at any age. Grant Boudet lives with his family on Main Island, British Columbia. For 6 years, he taught English at Kwantlen University College and Langara College in Vancouver. He has written for several Canadian magazines, such as the Vancouver Review and Canadian Notes and Queries. He is the author of 9 books, including The Venetian, Monday Night Man, White Lung, Golden Goa, Rouge Bound, and Dragonflies. His works have been nominated for the City of Vancouver Book Prize, and in 2006, he won the Fiddlehead Magazine Short Fiction Award. Readers will be intrigued by his most recent novel, The Delusionist, which explores art, history, relationships, and the delusions which plague our lives. The Delusionist was a finalist for the 2016 Kobzar Literary Award. The Delusionist is available at Chapters Indigo and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Ой, не того докторика, що він доктору
joined a Toronto group by the name of Zapovid. That was Hey Ivane, Hey Johnny. Up next, coming a little further west to Winnipeg, this is High Profile from their most recent CD in Ukrainian tradition. And here they are with a sad song called Sam Pyu Sam Hulyayu, I Dance and Drink Alone.
Вже понад тілок сам, пропів ще веса рибок сам. Сам п'ю, сам гуляю, сам со стелю, сам нягаю. Сам п'ю, сам гуляю, сам со стелю, сам. Ой, пів ще у вівторок сам, пропів ще волю сорок сам. Сам п'ю, сам гуляю, сам со стелю, сам нягаю. Сам п'ю, сам гуляю, сам со стелю, сам. Сам п'ю, сам гуляю, сам со стелю, сам нягаю. Сам п'ю, сам гуляю, сам со стелю, сам. Ой, пів же у четвер сам, пропів же се тепер сам. Сам п'ю, сам гуляю, сам со стелю, сам нягаю. Сам п'ю, сам гуляю, сам со стелю, сам. Сам п'ю, сам гуляю, сам со стелю, сам нягаю. Сам п'ю, сам гуляю, сам со стелю, сам. Ой, пів же у суботу сам, пропів же щурботу сам. Сам п'ю, сам гуляю, сам со стелю, сам нягаю. Сам п'ю, сам гуляю, сам со стелю, сам. Сам п'ю, сам гуляю, сам со стелю, сам нягаю. Сам п'ю, сам гуляю, сам со стелю, сам. Сам п'ю, сам гуляю, сам со стелю, сам нягаю. Сам п'ю, сам гуляю, сам со стелю, сам. Сам п'ю, сам гуляю, сам со стелю, сам нягаю. Сам п'ю, сам гуляю, сам со стелю, сам.
For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM and Shortwave Radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.noshholos.com, where you can get podcast links to all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter and please like our Facebook page. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Який народ, така його держава. And our proverb of the week translates as every state reflects its people. Well, that takes us to the end of another edition of Nash Holos. To take us to the end of our program, we have Prairie Crocus, also from Winnipeg, and the Valley River Polka. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobaczenia.